With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
This Focused Health 250 Betting Picks edition of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, NHL, NASCAR, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by SGPN subscribers only March Madness Bankroll Challenge. Free to enter and up to $2,000 in prizes. Enter today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/madness. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off of your first month and start making smarter bets today.
Drivers, start your engine!
Strap in and pull those belts up tight as the Sports Gambling Podcast Network presents the NASCAR Gambling Podcast.
I'll wreck my mom to win a championship. I'll wreck your mom to win a championship.
With all the news and the best bets for your NASCAR weekend.
It refrains me from not beating the shit out of you right now because you ask me stupid questions. But since I'm on probation, I suppose that that's improper to say as well. If you could talk about racing things, we could talk about racing things.
Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and Cody Zeeb.
SVG. Oh, wait, sorry. Oh, you're supposed to talk first.
I mean, there's no hard and fast rule as to how we start this show, but I figured SVG chant is probably as good as any. Welcome in, of course, to another episode of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. He's Cody SVG Zeeb. I am Rod SV Diagomez. We are here today, of course, to talk about Shane Van Gisbergen and the gloriousness that is. He is the cover person for this episode. I did that instinctly on purpose because I know that there's going to be a lot of folks looking for SVG love this weekend. We'll give you a little bit, but I will tell you right now that it is COTA. It is a road course race. There's reason to be excited a little bit about it, but Cody, we're talking
there,
Xfinity.
Is there a
round? I don't care. I'm just putting it out there for the universe to take it or leave it. But road course racing, Xfinity back after a week off. Everybody had to cool their jets after the Las Vegas race. So we are here and we are ready to rock. So road course racing, baby, let's go.
Road course racing. I am excited for that. There is going to be some SVG talk in a few minutes. Mark Cobb checking in. Am I wrong for saying SVG's DK price is a joke? You are not wrong. He's $10,200. Now, he's the fourth highest priced guy on the slate here, but you got Larson, Allmendinger, Gibbs are higher than him. Unfortunately, we're going to have this conversation about SVG in a few here. So, and as JDK says, the odds are shit for him. And that's exactly why we're going to have that conversation, because it's ridiculous. And I've got an entire rant, so stay tuned. That's coming soon. There's your little teaser. Rye Cape also in the chat. Fellas, what's going on, Rye? How are you, buddy? Hope you're doing well. Xfinity's back, Rod. Missed them last week. Was definitely sad without the Xfinity series. Man, imagine them on that track where we had two great races in the other series. Like, would have been nice to see these guys too, but glad that they're back for this week. And yeah, excited to talk left and right turns with the Xfinity guys.
Yeah. And just to clear things up real quick, because I don't want this to turn into a complete, and total SVG episode. Listen, guys, I get it. I understand We love the guy. And I want to have a beer with him. I want to have a Foster's with this guy. I want to sit down and talk about Australian for beer. I want to talk about Australian rules football. I want to talk about Sydney. I want to talk about the Swans. But I'm telling you right now, what we do is evaluate drivers based on what they're doing now and their current odds. So that's all we can do. All right. Now, you can have your fandom. You can be rooting for him. I'll root for him. I don't even care at this point. But
that's the thing I want to stress the most is we are rooting for him. But we're here to give you picks. We're here to help you make money betting. And it's our responsibility to make sure you know what to bet on. And that's why it goes that way. But we'll get into it more in a few. Yeah. DM Punk likes my rant. So if nobody else does, I'm here doing it for DM Punk. So appreciate that. Yeah, I don't remember what I was going to say, but
well, once upon a time
we got all distracted with the SVG. Thanks, I know. Andy K. Way to go.
Once upon a time, I did have a show that I used to call Rod's Rants. So I maybe should bring that back at some point in life because I used to go on some pretty decent rants. It was a lot of fun. But
let's do it.
So it is, of course, the Focus Health 250. We are here in the Xfinity series. As Cody alluded to, and we'll talk about in a second, when we come back from break, we'll talk about the entry list. But this is, of course, 48 laps only around this 3.410-mile road course for 163 miles around the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas. Look at the longest road race, the longest course on the schedule all season long. And, we've seen some pretty good shows from the Xfinity boys on this track as well. So I think we're in for another good showing. Like Cody said, there's just going to be a ton of left and right turns to produce. And, you know, we've seen some familiar names and we're going to see some new names. But all in all, this should be a good race. Dos Flacos checking in. Cheers, boys. Cheers, Dos Flacos.
Cheers. Yes.
Can't have a show.
Mark Cobb says we're rooting for AJ. One of us will be rooting for AJ. So don't worry. We'll get to that as well.
Pretty hot and heavy, in fact. So, all right. Well, let's do this. Let's do and kind of get this race set. But as I push all these buttons, I want to tell you about our merch madness. We got 15% off of everything in the merch store if you use the promo code MADNESS. You want yourself a racing gambling hoodie, a racing gambling coffee mug, shirt, pants, whatever, tote bag. Find it all there. There's so much great racing gambling podcast stuff. And if you use the promo code MADNESS, you're going to get 15% off of that stuff right now. So get in, get buying, because we love us some racing gambling podcast merch, and so will you. Let me tell you about our SGPN subscribers only merch madness contest. Contest is free to enter just like everything else on this network, and it's open to subscribers of SGPN shows only. So if you are subscribed to one of our shows, then good for you. You are included in this contest. And to benefiting you if you've been in subscriber to more of our shows. If for every SGPN show that you're subscribed to, you're going to get a bonus credit used in this contest. It's a bankroll style contest, and it's winner take all for a $1,000 prize, or $2,000 if you're subscribed to the Sports Gambling Podcast Patreon. Our bosses love giving you free money, and they love giving you free contests to get it done. So make sure you do that. Go subscribe to the Patreon. It could be a $2,000 adventure for you if you do. So go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/madness. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/madness. You know we love us some Cut. Cut is that peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new and better way to bet. You can bet directly against your friends or other users on not just sports, but politics, pop culture, other events. So long as it's got a verifiable outcome, you want some SVG bets? Let's get them on Cut, and we'll talk through it, and we'll see who ends up on the winning side of that. Plus, there's tons of social features that you can gloat about winning all your SVG bets to give it the feel of a betting social network. Cut offers the lowest VIG 2 with fully customizable odds, which means we can create all the SVG bets you want. Cut handles the payment side of things, so you never got to chase anyone down for money again. I won't welch on a Cut bet on SVG because you can't do it on Cut. Social features, group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, so much more, including rewards. Get cash back every single time you bet against your friends or other users. So download Cut today in the App Store or head over to Cut.com. It's KUTT.com. Use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We are brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. We love us some Underdog Fantasy here on this show. And in fact, later this week, you will find all of our favorite underdog fantasies. We're going to kind of give you, I think, one from each. We're gonna change up the format a little bit because there's a lot to offer. There's Cup, there's Trucks, there's Xfinity, all kinds of great stuff over there. All you got to do is pick better than or worse than the projected finishing position for your driver. Watch the multiplier pile up every time you pick another one. And then, of course, if you really want to add some extra fun into it, check out those spicy plays on some of those other sports where you got to pick higher than or lower than the projected number that they have on there. Tons of basketball coming up. Lots of spice to add. You can run up to 100x on your entry if you do that. So how do you get there? You can sign up today. Use promo code RACESGPN. You're going to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick-up special. So visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. Don't forget to register with our promo code RACESGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as that instant pick-up special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with the play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Yeah, I think we haven't talked about this yet, but I think we do. There's a lot on Underdog this week, so we're going to have to mix up the format and cover more things. No, the Rivals picks aren't up yet, but I see the Motorsports section in there, so I think those are coming. Might have to talk about that, but you're going to want to tune in because that's going to be a fun episode. Rye Cape saying he needs to get on Cut. Promo code SGPN. Get over there, Rye. SVG would be, we might have to get some stuff up on him. Like, does he finish top 10 in the Cup race? Does he finish top 5 in the Xfinity race, maybe? I think would be some good things. Rye saying he's feeling some Sam Mayer this weekend. King, a resident Ty Gibbs fan, says F. Mayer, with all due respect, censored himself there.
What I love is that, Rye, with all due Rye respect.
That was extremely respectful.
With all due respect.
Yeah, with all due respect. And it really was. So, hey, I like both of those guys this week. So we're going to talk about both of them here in a few. Dos Flacos says, colleague left holding their jocks, Ty Gibbs, to win it all this weekend, y'all. All right, well, show's over. Thanks for giving out all my picks already.
In the dock,
talk
Cody.
To you guys next week.
They're in the dock. Well, not just that. I'm telling you,
we Flacos too. He always knows all my picks. I swear.
We've trained them all properly. That's the way it is. You are all hive mind. So, welcome to the hive mind.
Yes, exactly. All right, Rod. I've got two things. One, I would like to establish a new rule: racing teams no longer allowed to give teases because everybody gets all these crazy ideas. We get all excited, and then it's disappointing every fucking time. If you missed it yesterday, Hendrick tweets out a video. It's a race car driver walking up. He bends down. He's got the skeleton gloves on, pulls the shoelaces tight. That's the end of the video. Announcement tomorrow. Who's the skeleton glove guy? Fucking Dale Earnhardt Jr. So everybody gets all excited. Oh, Dale, you know, and there'd been talk about because qualifying might kind of mix into the all-star race. What's Larson going to do? Like, Dale's going to drive the 5 car. Everybody was all pumped. No, just Chase Elliott's running a throwback at Darlington and fucking 2027 or something. It's like, God, just how disappointing. It's a beautiful car, but so disappointing. So new rule, no more teases from these teams because we always get so disappointed. And then, Rod, there's not really any other news, so we'll jump into the entry list. 40 entries for 38 spots, so two drivers will go home. I don't think weather should be an issue. I want to say, notably though, we had bets last year on Alex Bowman, I believe it was in the Truck Series race, and he was one of the favorites in that race, and I think we even had an outright on him at a pretty low number. Alex Bowman didn't make the race because he ended up having a tire puncture early on the course, doesn't get a lap completed. Like, so just beware that something crazy, it's kind of an outlier situation, but beware because there is not all the spots available. So 40 entries, 38 spots in this Xfinity Series race. Notables: Ty Dillon is going to be in the 6th car for JD Motorsports. I don't know if that's actually notable, but Bob thinks it is, so we're going to go with it. Some guy named Kyle Larson is going to be in the 17 Hendrick car. Tyrone Gibbs in the 19, which is good to see. We had, you know, like, they kind of announced a bunch of the Xfinity guys early in the season or before the season for Gibbs, and there was no info on Ty Gibbs running any, so good to see him running it. John Hunter Nemechek back in the 20 this week. Ed Jones in the 24. Sage Karam in the 26, Grala in the 28, Austin Green in the 32, Alex LeBay in the 35, Preston Pardis back in the 50, and Bob actually just posted an updated list with some of the TBAs. I don't think there's really any. Daniel Kvyat is back racing in the 07. Trying to just look through here and see if there's anybody else that really jumps off the page. I don't think so.
Yeah, no one really moves the needle, but I tell you, yeah. There's a lot of crazy names that could end up racing in this race that you've never heard of before, or you very rarely hear.
Yeah, exactly. So chat's blowing up. SC, what's up? What's up, SC? How's it going? Mark in Mississippi checking in. His little bomb here is Sage Karam top 5, 12-1. I don't hate that at all. And King saying when it comes to road courses, AJ's the competition he has the most respect for. Nice guy, super talented on road courses. We are going to talk about that. SC wants to know what the heck happened to Myatt Snyder. Who's that? I mean, I have no idea.
He went back in the bushes a la Homer Simpson.
To be honest, have we seen Myatt Snyder this year? I don't
know. No, we have not.
So. Nope. So I don't really know what the deal is there. Oh, how could I miss the biggest news that happened, Rod? Matt DiBenedetto. He's back.
Wait, is he in the in the four?
Not this week.
Oh, I was like,
starting next week, Viking Motorsports, the newest NASCAR Xfinity Series team, has signed a deal with Matt DiBenedetto to field the number 38 entry for multiple starts, including or starting at Richmond Raceway next week. So, I don't know if we can get like a higher, lower on underdog for 38th in the 38 car every week. Probably just take the higher. So
we already know where our plants are, our flags.
Matt DiBenedetto's popular, so he's back. So I hope you all are very happy.
I know all the Bennett.
That one person I was behind a few weeks ago.
Actually,
Nebraska that had the DiBenedetto license plate cover, had the 21 sticker that said DiBenedetto. There was like all sorts of DiBenedetto stuff on the back of the car. I was like, it's an odd hill to die on, but hey, whatever.
Well, hey, listen, his grandma's a fan and she wants to show it on the back of her SUV. So congrats, Matt DiBenedetto, for getting back into the series. So, all right. Well, listen, let's get to the picks. I feel like this is a great race to just sort of dig in and get to the picks. So we will get to the picks. But first, I want to tell you that buying tickets is a horrendous, horrendous chore. I don't like it. I can't stand it. I always get anxiety just thinking about it. You can tell that my heart rate is now elevated. If I was hooked up to an EKG, it'd be jumping out of my skin. Because buying tickets sucks. But the great thing about it is that when I think about Game Time and everything they have to offer me, all that stress melts away because I can buy all the last minute tickets that I want for the lowest price. I can get all those prices guaranteed. They're going to give me authentic tickets. They're going to be real from an actual ticket selling place rather than a guy that's trying to scalp me for 6 times what they're worth. I'm going to pay the lowest fees that are possible, even if I have to buy tickets the day of that event. And if I find a better price for whatever reason or however reason, they're going to give me 110% of the difference of that price. I cannot even stress to you how much that makes me feel so much better. Not just that, but it's also made for my phone, which means everything I do, whether it's buying the tickets, looking the tickets up, and even getting a picture of the seat that I'm going to be sitting in, heads right to my phone. Tell you right now, folks, it'll be the best decision you ever make to download this Game Time app and to buy tickets from them. So snag those tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code CFBX for $20 off of your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right, Cody. Well, then it is time to get to the betting card for the Focused Health 250 from the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas. Where are we going first?
I think Chris might just be joining us. He has the SVG chant. Scroll back up and take a look. That was the first words uttered on the show today from me, Chris, was SVG. He says haters, and he tuned in almost just in time to see us hate on SVG. So stay tuned. But first, Rod, stop me if you've heard this before.
Stop.
Austin Hill. Top 5. Again, we're doing this. We're doing this yet again, Rod, because it works a lot. Austin Hill top 5 plus 310 over on Caesars. I'm taking that. I'm also going to take a top finishing Chevrolet 8-1 on Caesars. That one I'm going a little bit lighter on. It's a fairly loaded Chevrolet field this week in the Xfinity Series. So not as confident in that part of it, but I like the thought behind it and it goes in. It runs in sync, I guess, is what the word I'm looking for, with his top 5 number. So for top Chevy, you've got Larson in this field, obviously, for the record. I don't believe either of us have Larson on our cards here. That 17 car has still not won for Hendrick. Kyle Larson's not been great here in the Cup Series, but he's Kyle Larson. So, you know, hey, could happen. AJ Allmendinger we'll talk about. SVG we'll talk about. Got Sam Mayer, who we're going to talk about. Allgaier. Then it's Hill on the board there, 8-1. So I think that if this ends up being some chaos, ends up being some last lap shenanigans, which we've seen time and time here again, you know, it's a thing. So SC saying Austin Hill, top five auto bet. And also over Creed, which, yeah, I would consider that one as well for sure. I don't remember seeing that, so let us know. Is that you didn't play that one, did you? No,
no, okay. I didn't.
Let us know what book that was on. But all right, anyways, back to Austin Hill here. Top five number, really +310. Saw this on the Twitter yesterday again, Rob. Somebody saying Daniel Suarez locked into the playoffs. I don't know how many times we have to go over this math. We've had five races, five different winners. There's like 21 more races in the regular season. There's 34 more drivers or 32 more drivers that are competing for points that haven't had wins. Not locked into the playoffs. But the one driver in all of NASCAR through the three series is in locked in to the playoffs is Austin Hill. Because as long as he starts the rest of the regular season, of course, that's the little asterisk. But he's got the two wins, so he's locked up. You're not going to get that many winners, obviously. So he can gamble if it comes to the point where we need him to gamble. And so I think that that's a vote of confidence towards the top Chevy thing specifically. But he's been a very good road course racer. Go back to last season, 9th at the Roval, 4th place at Indy, 3rd place at Road America, 5th place at Chicago. Again, take that one very lightly. He was 37th place here in the spring at this race, but he only ran 12 laps, Rod. Had a mechanical issue, out of the race early. I mean, he started 12th place. We didn't really get to see anything from him. So, you know, what do you take with that? But go back to 2022, second place here. So I know the result wasn't pretty last year, but again, not really his fault. 12 laps in, nothing you can do about that. Also in 2022, a 4th place finish at Road America. So you know, he had 3 top 5 finishes at road courses last season in the Xfinity Series. You're getting him at 3-1. It's the same argument as everywhere else for Austin Hill, right? We bet it so many times. Doesn't matter how good you think he's going to be. He's not going to be the best car all day. But if it gets to the end and we end up, how many times have we seen these, especially in the Xfinity and Truck Series? We've seen in the Cups too, but especially in the lower series, how many times have we seen 14 overtime finishes to end these races? Everyone gets wrecked. You know, Larson gets into Allmendinger and SVG gets collected and Gibbs is it. Like, all these guys just get wiped out. And Austin Hill just kind of moseys around. Cole Custer's done it a few times, right? He had multiple wins last season where it was like, he wasn't really the best car, but the leaders took each other out. Boom, there he is. He goes in and wins it. So that's why you bet on Austin Hill. +310, just a disrespectful number. For a guy who's a good road course racer in general, always finds a way to be there at the end and can get it done.
Indeed. And then you also had him as top Chevy, too?
Chevy at 8-1.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. All right. Well, so I'm going to begin my card by fading the Cup Series regular Kyle Larson on this track in particular. Never has he ran this in an Xfinity race, so there are no stats for Kyle Larson running this course in the Xfinity Series. He's just jumping down to take over that 17 car, which Cody has pointed out has not won a race that it's been in so far this season and in a while. I think it hasn't won in a while back. So. Yeah, it's not that I don't think that Larson's talented enough to do it, and he could come out and mop the floor with it, a la Kyle Busch style, but we've already seen that doesn't even work for Kyle Busch in the Truck Series, where he's been the most dominant that he's ever been in his life. He still can't get a win in the Truck Series right now because these guys are closing the gap on the Cup Series talent, because a lot of these guys are Cup Series drivers. A lot of these guys have substituted in Cup Series cars, so they know the drill. They're not intimidated by these guys anymore. They know that they can hang with them, and they go out and they drive like they do. So, but this matchup, though, has two of the Cup Series regulars pitted against them, and that's Ty Gibbs over Kyle Larson. And Ty Gibbs is at plus money on Superbook at +110 to beat Larson in this one. Now, again, I understand. I know Kyle Larson, one of the best road course racers out there when you think of it in the Cup Series. But again, he's never run a race here. And with all these Xfinity guys, there's a lot more trouble you can get into with some of these Xfinity guys. But for Ty Gibbs, his road course racing in the Xfinity Series is the best that there can be at this point, right? He won at Road America in 2022. He has multiple top five finishes. He actually finished second at the Roval in 2022. And then he won at the Daytona Road Course, which I believe, right, Cody, was his very first race he won at the Daytona Road Course.
His first ever, yeah.
First ever Xfinity race, yep. So Ty Gibbs, fourth place at Sonoma. Watkins Glen, he won in 2021. Had some pretty bad luck the following years, 27th in 2022, but he led 27 laps and started second in that race. Watkins Glen of 2023 started on the pole, led 70 laps, and finished 17th. But that was a really rough day for him as well. That was the one I think that him and like Nemechek got into it, or there was Allgaier. Somebody in him got caught up in it. And then at Portland, seventh place. So a consistent top 10, if not top 5, if not winner on this track. Kyle Larson's going to have to do a lot of work if he wants to try to beat Ty Gibbs in this race in particular. Not that he can't do it, not that he probably won't do it, but at plus money for a guy that's just leaving the Xfinity series and has raced this before in these cars to come back versus a guy who's in a brand new car, right? He's never really driven the 17 on a road course yet. So, yeah, give me Ty Gibbs plus 110 over Kyle Larson. Like I said, on Superbook, I love that number.
Yeah, and so to kind of set this up to, you know, Larson, Allmendinger, Gibbs, they're the three Cup Series guys. They're the three road course ringers. They're the three favorites to win this race. We'll get into it when we talk about when we get to the outrights in a little bit. But really, if you're getting plus money for any of these guys matched up against any of the other, might not be a bad idea to look at it, because I think it really is almost a true coin toss, or you pick the one that you like better. And for me, that happens to be Gibbs anyways. So I do like taking this. Yeah, dominated the day, got punted on a late restart by Mayer. I think he's talking about the Watkins Glen race where he led, 75 laps or something like that. So, yeah, and you can't finish better than first, Rod. I don't know if you were aware of that.
It's a little throwback to yesterday's episode.
Has us in there, yes. And Nick Fortune checking in, says, afternoon, gentlemen. Afternoon, Nick Fortune. All right, here's the SVG portion of this. Look, I said it before, I'm not going to dwell on it. We talked about this yesterday. I love the guy. I'll be rooting for the guy. If he beats me, he beats me. Fine. But, Rod, he's matched up against two guys that he should not be matched up against. I just mentioned both of them. AJ Allmendinger is one of them. It's juiced up. It's minus 140 over on Superbook. I do not care. He's also matched up against Ty Gibbs over on Bet365, minus 120. Also love the Gibbs side of this. Look, he's matched up against AJ Allmendinger. They're both going to be in college cars, right? So equal equipment. Rod, how many starts in the Xfinity series on a road course does Shane Van Gisbergen have?
On a road course, I'm going to go ahead and hold that number up right here. Zero.
AJ Allmendinger has 11 wins on road courses in the Xfinity series. Yes, Ty Gibbs won his first ever road course start. I get that. His first ever race in Xfinity. Okay. That was also a Gibbs car, but it's way too much of an over. And that's, I literally in big words, I wrote it. I don't know if you can see it or not, but well, you can't see it, so it doesn't matter. It says overreaction. That's the entire point of this. 11 wins AJ Allmendinger has on road courses in the Xfinity series. Shane Van Gisbergen has zero starts in the Xfinity series on a road course. He's only got one start on a road course in the Cup Series, Rod, where he finished 11th place. Not that impressive. He won the street circuit. Yes, I understand that. That's a different type of course, and it's not that comparable. Again, a lot of other things going on there. So it's not to hate SVG, but like SC says, I'm fading SVG. He is just getting – it's so, so overhyped. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's all in on it. Rod, what happens when there's public dogs? They have fleas. You fade them. That's what SVG is this week. Again, I don't think he's going to have a bad run. I could see him being, especially, I think he'll be better in Xfinity than in Cup. And I could see him being a fifth place car, maybe fifth to 10th, somewhere in there. But again, he is not going to just, you know, if he wins one of these head to heads over Gibbs or Allmendinger, it's not going to be by outracing them on the track. I'm very confident in that. It'll be because of a pit issue, because of a wreck, a spin out, whatever the case. And that's a risk, obviously, you're taking on this type of track. But SVG is not just going to outrace two of the best road course racers that we've seen in the Xfinity series. Ty Gibbs himself has four wins. Should have had a couple more where they got taken from him late in the time. I've got more thoughts on Gibbs in a little bit, but he should not be matched up against these people. You've got to fade it. You pay the juice for AJ minus 140. I don't care. I will load up on that because I'm extremely confident in it. And it's way too much of an overreaction. We've talked about it for too long at this point. But again, love the guy, rooting for the guy. Hope he has a great day. But we're here to make you money, and we're here to tell you what the smart bets are. And the smart bets are betting against him because he's way overblown this weekend.
Yeah, and if they gave us top tens, I would very much consider a
top
10.
No, you wouldn't, Rod, because he'd be minus 450.
That's true. You're right. They would set the odds at a ridiculous.
Let me find his top five number because it's like I guarantee you wouldn't even want to consider that because it's so watered down. Like minus 160 for a top five.
Yeah, I did see that. I mean, that's why I didn't even touch it. So
yeah, give me Ty Gibbs at minus 175 if you're going that range. Yeah, like no reason for touching. And again, you know, if he was longer odds or you could get some value somewhere, okay. But he's way overrated this week. And, you know, like Mark mentioned earlier with the DK price, way overblown. Everybody's going to be playing him, which please let everybody play him because we're not going to be, and it's going to be the right way to go.
All right. So my next, we're done. We're done. We're putting him away now for good. If you want more SVG, I'm sure somebody else has him. All right.
Thank God he's not at the truck race, Rod. We don't have to have this conversation again.
Seriously. All right. Listen, so for me, I'm going to take another guy that I believe is going to be fantastic, and I'm going to be rooting for him. I'm going to be rooting for him all season long. But so far, we literally have not seen all of what we can see out of Jesse Love. And I don't understand why a guy like Chandler Smith is at plus 100 to win a matchup over Jesse Love, who has not started an Xfinity race on a road course.
This line smells so bad. I tried looking up his past. Like, did he come from a road racing background or something? I don't think he did.
No, I don't.
I don't understand this at all.
I don't get it. And that's fine. Jump on this because Chandler Smith has not had a finish outside of the top five at all this season. Four different track styles, four different top five finishes. In fact, the only one that's missing from his resume right now is a fourth place finish. He's got a fifth place at Daytona, a second place in Atlanta, a third place at Vegas, and he won the last race that they did in Phoenix. I'm scratching my head. Now, granted, he had a 12th place finish on his only other appearance on this track, but tell me how that's even a bad. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me that we're talking about a guy who obviously has speed, obviously is fast. He's got a 12th place on the Charlotte Roval as well. And for me, I'm telling you right now, I don't think Jesse Love is a top 15 car this week. And I get it. I know the Love. I understand. I fully think he's going to be good. But I don't know that this learning curve is a big, big learning curve for Roval, especially this one in particular. You try to dive bomb, try to get aggressive in this one, you're going to get collected. So Chandler Smith, ninth at Portland in his career as well. And then Sonoma, he's only got one race. I mean, again, Chandler Smith's resume is not that thick either, but 14th place at Sonoma. And then Watkins Glen, he does have a top 10 there as well, 8th place. So I feel like Chandler Smith's upside has way more potential to be a top 10 car than does Jesse Love. Maybe Jesse Love is a top 12 car. That's fine. But again, I don't understand why the guy that just won this last race has proven that he can be decent on road courses so far in his young career is plus money against the number two car. So give me Chandler Smith over Jesse Love plus 100.
So, Rod, you're saying you don't love this weekend?
I don't love this weekend. I'm not a very big fan of love.
Yeah, I think it's such a weird line. I looked at this, and actually, you had beat me to the docks. So I'm glad I didn't put it in here because you would have already had it. But it seems so weird, especially when you've got a guy as talented as Chandler is. Again, I know that Jesse's extremely talented also, but he's in the Gibbs car. Like, everything lines up for the Chandler side of this. I don't, you know, and some of those road course things were colleague equipment problems. And, you know, I know that I just made a case for AJ, although it was against another colleague car anyways, but the colleague cars hold the guys back more than the actual talent in the cars. And we've seen that with AJ a bunch of times where, you know, he's been fast or whatever, and then the brakes go out or he doesn't have a cool suit or he doesn't have power steering or there's this problem and that problem. Like, that's the biggest issue when it comes to AJ. If you put AJ in a Gibbs car, holy shit, he's got 11 wins. How many do you think he would have if he had a really good car? Like, and Chandler Smith in a Gibbs car now. So it just doesn't make any sense. So love this one as well.
All right, we'll be back with more picks, but first let me tell you about Champs. Champs is hosting a free March Madness bracket for a chance to win $1,000. Plus, if you host your own March Madness pool on Champs, you're going to get an extra free entry into the bracket contest. Tiebreakers are determined by who enters first, so make sure to register now. Go, so you don't miss out. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. We are also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame's revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg as well as expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark. Join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off of your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All right, Cody, where are we going next?
Next up, and yeah, King checking in too. Jesse Love was in the ARCA West, maybe Ray Sonoma, but I think, yeah, I don't like... I was trying to look back. It looks like he came from sort of dirt background and some legend cars and stuff, but I didn't see any road stuff in there. So, because you get some of these guys, I mean, like the Austin Cindricks and stuff that went around and did all these road course racing and stuff, but I don't think that Love was one of those. So, I'm going to take a long shot kind of top five play here. We talked about this yesterday in the Cup Series race, and keep this in mind as you place your bets this weekend. You know, AJ Allmendinger, a great example in the Cup Series the last two seasons. Top three, top five on the last lap or within the last few laps of those races. And he finished like 32nd and 36th in those races because he got split out at the end, being aggressive, going for the win. That type of stuff can happen. We end up with all these overtimes where guys keep wrecking and they pile up in the corner every time. See it happen time and time again. I don't think it's a bad idea to get invested on a long shot top five or two. I'm doing that. You're going to do that with your next pick. I think that it's a good strategy to have. And mine is Riley Herbst, a guy that we love to bet on, another guy that we always love taking top fives on. 7-1, Rod. Are you kidding me? 7-1. I know Riley Herbst is not the first guy who comes to mind when you think of a road course, but he's not bad at him. And if he can survive the chaos, he can get there. He finished 10th place here last season. I know that's not in the top five, not cashing this bet, but it's only five spots out of it. That's one corner where someone makes a mistake and collects a couple other guys. He slips past one or two more drivers. Boom, he's in the top five. Not that crazy to think. He was 26th in 2022, so you know, didn't have the greatest run there, but 16th in 2021, the first trip here. So not bad then either. You go back and you look last season, Roddy had two top five finishes on road courses last year in the Xfinity Series, and you're getting him at 7-1, like King says. He's a good sneaky pick. I agree with you, King. That's why I'm picking him. It's great. I love it. But he was fourth at Roval, fifth at Road America last season. So he had good finishes inside the top five on road courses. You go back to 2022, he was very close to the top five a couple of times. Seventh place at Watkins Glen, sixth place at Indy Road Course. Riley Herbst can get it done. You're likely going to need a little bit of chaos. If this is just a green race and we've got, you know, the main guys up front, it's probably going to be the ringers and the cup guys and other stuff. But Herbst can be lurking, much like an Austin Hill. If he can stay out of trouble, he's definitely a guy that has the talent, and he's done it before multiple times, even just last season a couple of times. 7-1, way too big of a number for Riley Herbst to finish in the top five over on Caesars.
Yeah, and again, we've talked up Riley Herbst so much on this show that it almost feels like an Austin Hill type of an auto bet type of thing, just because when it hits, you're happy, because especially the number. Hopefully he doesn't get beaten down by all of his top five finishes for us in the future. So I'm taking another stab, kind of like you, on a guy, and this number's set correctly. I'm going to tell you this right now. John Hunter Nemechek, plus 600 for a top five. This is set correctly. Not historically a great road racer in the Xfinity Series. In fact, if you look at the road courses, he's got 13 overall starts. He's only got one top 10 or a top five finish and five top 10 finishes in his time. So not the greatest of it for John Hunter Nemechek. On the Roval, right, he's got a seventh place finish and an eighth place finish. I get it, not top five finishes, but still right there in the mix of things. The Chicago Street course, he actually did finish second, but again, we're not really taking that into account. But still, good showing on a course that's not an oval. But here at Road America in particular, not very fun for him. In the 23 car in 2019, he was actually still running, finished 26th. In the 2022 season, he started 35th, finished 18th in the 26 car, Sam Hunt. His first in Gibbs equipment in the 2023 season at Elkhart Lake, started 8th, but wrecked out after 31 laps, finishing 34th. And I think that was the one where he kind of hit him in... The front runners got into it, because I know he was up in the top five at the end of stage two, so he was still running within the realm of a top five finish. In fact, he was third place at the end of stage two. So he was among the leaders in that race as well, just suffered bad luck. But 6-1 for John Hutchinson as a top five car. We know that he is fully capable of doing it, spending time up there in the cup right now. Obviously, he's a full-time driver there, dipping back down here for that. Gibbs equipment, can't really fault it. And 6-1 for that, I know there's a lot of cup or a couple of cup drivers that are steering this price, but he's one of them too now. So you got to factor that in as well. So like I said, 6-1 for John Hunter as a top five. I'm confident in saying that that could happen.
Yeah, this is one of those things where you're finding value on a talented guy that's in a good car. Again, is he going to be running up front the entire race, battling it out with Kyle Larson and Ty Gibbs? Probably not, right? But if he can survive things, we know he's a talented driver. And again, these are kind of your moonshots, right? Mark was in the chat a little bit ago here, taking your moonshots on some long shot guys here because chaos can and will happen on these. JDK doing a little research for us. Love won the ARCA race at Watkins Glen last year, third the year before. Maybe that's where the hype is from. JDK, never seen you drive before, but if I put you in the ARCA cars he was driving, you would also win those races. So I wouldn't look too much into that because it's the ARCA series is slightly lopsided, especially when you get to the East and West Coast parts of it. And I wouldn't look. I mean, again, he's very talented and we understand that, but I wouldn't say that those are qualify him to be matched up against someone in that good of a car and that talented. So we'll see how it pans out. But
indeed. All right. What do you got next?
Next up for me, going to Sam Mayer. Told you I liked him. Oh, wait. No, we're not. We're going to Sam Mayer in a minute. First, we're going to Ty Gibbs. See, I told you I like both of these guys, Rod. I can't even decide which one I want to talk about first. I'll go with Ty Gibbs since I had him in the dock here first. But love Ty Gibbs this weekend. I'm going to talk more about him here in a few minutes, but I'm going to take him top three plus 100. Obviously, he's going to be one of my picks to win. I like him. He's a plus 425 to win, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes and why I like that number. But I think if you're going to bet that, it's also a good idea to get in on his top three number at even money, plus 100 over on Caesars, because you do have Kyle Larson in this field. You do have A.J. Allmendinger in this field, and it's going to be tough. And when it comes down to picking one, Gibbs is the guy I'm picking. But if it ends up being an A.J. day, if it ends up being a Larson day, Rod, maybe it ends up being an SVG day. I still think Gibbs can be in the top three at the end of the day. Look, Ty Gibbs, how well he's been running, everything is the topic of conversation everywhere. Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s talking about it. Kevin Harvick's talking about it. Dorman Preclear's talking about it. Corey LaJoy's talking about, like, everybody who has a show anywhere talking about how good Ty Gibbs has been running, climbing the power rankings over in the Cup Series from NASCAR.com, all this stuff. He's all the talk right now because of everything he has. We believe in momentum. We love momentum. Ty Gibbs has it. Everything's going his way right now. By the way, he's pretty fucking good at road courses, Rod. He's got four career wins, won that Daytona road course win, in his first career start. He won a Watkins Glen later that season. He was 15th here in 2022, but you go forward, he won at Road America in 2022. He led 25 at Watkins Glen before, if you remember, it was late in the race where him and William Byron were just door-to-door banging it out, lap after lap. They end up wrecking each other. Kyle Larson swoops in and wins the race. But he was beating Kyle Larson that day, battling it out with William Byron that day. Pretty good company to be in. And that was in 2022, a full almost two seasons ago, right? Second place in the Roval that year. You come to last season, third place here. Boom, you cash this bet right there on that. He was fourth at Sonoma. He won Indy. 70 laps he led at Watkins Glen before the Sam Mayer incident. Ends up getting taken out in that one. Doesn't win the race. But he was ninth in the Cup Series race at this track last season. A lot of stuff pointing towards the Ty Gibbs way. Love Ty Gibbs. And so I do have him on my outright card that we'll talk about here in a minute. But I think you got to back that up with this top three play in case an AJ comes through, in case one of these other guys come through. I think that Ty is going to be in the top three a majority of the day. And I think you'll find him there at the end of the day. And at even money at plus 100, I think it's a good bet.
So Fortune talking about car lift. It's not necessarily the car lift.
But I mean, it's a small car lift. We're going to go from top three to winning, but there's not really any other way. I mean, if you want to take him, I mean, he's like minus 175 for a top five. I almost considered throwing it in here, but Yeah, I don't know. If he's going to be top five, I think he's going to be top three. If he finishes fourth or fifth, I'll just take the loss on it. But yeah, SC pointing out the Road America win was versus Kyle Larson again in an all-timer. And so, and yeah, I mean, you go back and you look through these. He's beat AJ, he's beat Larson, he's beat Briscoe, he's beat a lot of these other guys that have been, you know, Cindrics of the world, these other guys that have been really good in the Xfinity Series on the road courses, and he's outdueled them, and we know that he can do it. So, love Ty Gibbs, top three, plus 100.
I love it too. And I'm also going to throw another driver in the top three, and I'm going to take Sam Mayer in the top three. You want to talk about guys that have just elevated their game on road courses? That is Sam Mayer. Sam Mayer found his first win of his career, actually, last season on Watkins Glen. And or I'm sorry, Elkhart Lake, and just never looked back. He won again at Watkins Glen, won on the Chart Roval. So three road course races, or essentially road course races. I know the Roval is not necessarily its own road course. Yeah, it's a hybrid. But three wins in a row. And in fact, he started on the pole there in that Charlotte Roval. So, I mean, I'm telling you right now, this guy has been the epitome of road course racer. Fifth place finish here in 2022, and then 2023 he finished seventh here, but he started 14th, which means he actually had to work his way up through the field to get there. We talked about his win at the Roval, his win, he had a win at Road America after starting fifth, and then at Portland he finished third at Portland, so that would have cashed your top five bet there. Sonoma, he started sixth and finished 10th, didn't necessarily get it done there, but for Watkins Glen, again, sixth place finish in 2022, he won in 2023, led five laps in that. Slowly but surely, Sam Mayer is becoming synonymous with, and whether you love him or whether you hate him, I see a little bit of hate out of
King is King right showering there. The booze over here for Sam Mayer,
which I understand. I mean, look, he's an acquired taste, and so far this season he does not have a top 10. In fact, he's finished checkers or records, and his only finish is a good finish.
More time.
Yeah, three records, three crashes this season on his way to an 11th place finish in Atlanta. So yes, I can definitely understand, but this is why Mayer's number for a top five is 4-1. They're overlooking the fact that he's done fantastic on road courses and focusing on the fact that he has had some terrible finishes this season. So jump on that 4-1 now while you can.
Bingo. You nailed it. And that's for the top three, by the way. You said top five, but that was top three.
Oh, top three. Even better.
We're inadvertently running a weirdly shaped car lift here because I'm taking Sam Mayer also. Sorry, King. But I'm taking him top five plus 200. I think he's worth both the top five and the top three number here at these numbers. You just made the case really great, obviously. I don't need to add much more to it. But we talk about momentum and how it's a thing. 36th, 11th, 38th, and 34th to start the season. Not been good by any means. But like you said, and that was the point I was about to make. Thanks for stealing it, Rod. Appreciate that. But this is the time to get in because you're buying the dip. Buy him when he's low. It's not been good. 5th and 22 here, 7th last season. And the 7th place last season was before he broke out. Then all of a sudden, AJ Allmendinger Jr. shows up in the one car and just fucking kills everyone everywhere. Wins Road America, second at Indy, won Watkins Glen. You know, it might have took out Ty Gibbs there. Sorry, King. He won the Roval then later. And you go back and you look at those races, and I did write these ones down. Road America, he wins that race. AJ Allmendinger was in that race. He wins at Indy. Ty Gibbs was in the – or second at Indy to Ty Gibbs, who won that race. AJ Allmendinger was third in that race. So straight up beat Allmendinger right behind Gibbs. He wins Watkins Glen. Chastain was in that race. Bowman was in that race. Gibbs was in that race. And he gets it done. No Cup guys in the Roval race because I was in the playoffs. But Sam Mayer has been beating these guys, and you're getting plus money, plus 400 for his top three, like you stated, plus 200 for his top five. I think both are definitely worth taking.
Yeah. So this is the car jack, not the car lift. This is the we're going to get
going
it
up and down,
up and up, up enough to where we could change the tire on it, but not fully up off the ground so we can start working on the undercarriage. So, yeah, I love it. A win or putting Mayer into the wall, he'll take either on Saturday.
Hey, King. Ty Gibbs wins. Sam Mayer finishes second. We're cashing all these bets.
Exactly. Dinger, Gibbs, and maybe Larson top threes will be hard to hit, in my opinion. Yeah, I mean it's true, but we'll
yeah,
see.
But. How many times has the straight chalk held up at the end of these races? And that's why you're getting a number like 4-1 for him to be in the top three, because the straight chalk would say he's not going to be in the top three. But I just talked about how he beat some of these guys straight up head to head, right? He finished better than AJ by a spot at Indy last year. And so he has the ability to beat these guys. the guy won. What did he win? Three road courses last year? Like, we might want to fucking pay attention to this guy because he might be pretty fucking good. I know it's been a tough start to the season and it's hard to notice, but when you're winning all these road courses like this, it's not necessarily, and they weren't fluke. Like, I know Cole Custer won too, but his were like super fluky. It was Chicago. And then the other one, the leaders wrecked and he just slid past them on the last lap. Like, Mayer won these races. So I get the top chalky ones, but I think that the numbers make these worth betting. And that's why I love the top five at plus 200. And you had already had the top three in there, so it worked out perfectly. But I think both are worth betting.
I do too. Speaking of numbers, I'm going back to the well with my numbers bet for you. I'm going to take it a couple different ways, actually. And both of them are plus money, and I think both of them have a very, very decent shot at winning. We have got the winning car number as even at plus 175. And I'm going to also stack on top of that the winning car number under 16.5 at plus 180. So if one particular driver wins this race, you're covered on both ends of it. And that number just happens to be the 16 car, which I highly encourage you to go bet to as well. So I've got them covered on a bunch of different ways. But this also gets you if, you know, maybe Cole Custer ends up accidentally winning another race. If Jesse Love outdrives his equipment, if Sammy Smith figures out that he's a junior motorsports driver, or if that's about it, really.
Sammy Smith, by the way, I think he finished fourth here last year.
Yeah, so see, that's what I'm saying.
Just throwing it out there.
There's some power in those, but those are all under 16, and those are also all even. But it also gets you if Sam Mayer ends up winning, or if Justin Allgaier actually wins a road course race at some point, it'll get you covered there as well, the under 16. As far as the even goes on the other side of that, Sheldon Creed, does that interest you? No. John Hunter Nemechek, that may interest some folks out there. And then, I don't know, looking down, maybe Parker Kligerman accidentally wins this race.
Which he could do, honestly. Somebody actually mentioned, I forgot to highlight that earlier, somebody mentioned he's 25-1, which I took a different 25-1, but Kligerman worth looking at too.
I looked at him for a head-to-head. I think I even looked at him, but I decided to leave
him. I think the head-to-head was against Hill, though, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think it was. So.
Which is...
That's a tough one.
It's hard to bet against Hill ever, so... I don't like to do it.
Yeah. So, yeah, give me the winning car number as even at plus 170. And because the other side of this was used so much because of Kyle Larson being in the 17. So take advantage of this right now where they set the number right at Kyle Larson's number and gave you AJ Allmendinger at plus 180. And then they also gave you an even car number because of that at plus 170.
I like these bets because it's insurance on all my bets, right? I have three outrights. They're all odd numbered cars, not even. And two of the three are over this number. So there you go. But that's how it works.
Well, speaking of your winners, who do you got?
Speaking of my winners, all guys we've already talked about, so I don't need to spend a bunch of time on them. Look, the top three guys, it's Larson, it's Allmendinger, and it's Gibbs. You have to pick one. You pick one, and you bet on them because most chances say one of these three guys is going to win. You pick the one you like the best, the one you want to root for, the one you believe in the most, whatever the case is. For me, check mark all of the above. It's Ty Gibbs, so that's who the one I'm taking. He's plus 350, or no, he's not plus 350. I was reading the wrong box. He's plus 425 over on Caesars Rod to win this race. Ty Gibbs is the guy that I'm taking. I think that you've got to get in on one of these three. And again, pick the one you like. Gibbs is the one that I like. I laid out the case for him earlier, so I don't need to go back through all that. Then you just take some insurance plays, right? Less likely to hit, but guys that are capable of doing it, and they're at good numbers. Sam Mayer is at 14-1 over on ESPN Bet. 13-1, I think, over on the Caesars Boost. Like, you just can't do it. Dos Flacos, obviously not in the sheet. He's trying to guess who I'm going to give as my outright. So either he's pretending he's not in the sheet or he's actually not there. But Sam Mayer, 14-1 on ESPN Bet. Again, I laid out the case earlier. He's won three road courses last year. He's 14-1. What? Come on, Rod. It doesn't make sense. And then Austin Hill, for all the reasons I gave out earlier, again, a little bit of an inadvertent car lift on him. He's 25-1 on every single book, I think, just across the board. I was looking, I'd like to go through and measure things out. 25-1 fucking everywhere. So just go bet him, whatever book you take. 25-1, Rod, 25-1. Was it Las Vegas last year where we had Austin Hill? Takes the lead with two laps to go as they cross the line. Wins it cash. Like, it's never. And this race has produced us long shots before. We had Ross Chastain 2 years ago, 40-1. Like, you go back to the truck race. Who won the truck race last year? It was Zane Smith, I'm pretty sure, Zane Smith, I guess he's sort of a favorite, but you know, he beats a guy like Kyle Busch. Like, It doesn't always go chalk here. If it does go chalk, it's Ty Gibbs. If it doesn't, Sam Mayer and Austin Hill are both capable of winning. Sam Mayer capable of just winning this straight up and outracing these other guys, beating them at 14-1 is a hell of a deal. And Austin Hill, probably not capable of just straight up beating everyone, but capable of putting himself in the right position, capitalizing on the leaders wrecking each other. How many times have we seen that? And being there to capitalize 25-1, he should not be that price. So love all three of these guys.
I do too, but I will also pick mine, and that's the chalk of AJ Allmendinger at +350. I got to tell you right now, you know, the first four races have not necessarily been his cup of tea. This is his cup of tea. In fact, he's his whole damn tea leaf. So AJ Allmendinger, I don't have to rehash it all. We talked about it at length when we were talking about him over SVG. Just the fact that he is the 11 road course wins already in the Xfinity Series, and he's going to continue to add to it this season, because this is it. This is his only job. He'll pop up every once in a while in the Cup Series and run some races here and there. In fact, he's doing, you know, double duty this weekend as well. It's to be expected. Duty. But again, it's AJ Allmendinger's world on a road course in the Xfinity Series, and everybody else is just living in it. Now, every once in a while, someone will pop up and grab a win from him. But I'm telling you right now,
he's literally the greatest to ever do it in Xfinity. Yep. He's done it more times than a lot of people have, I get, but 11 wins in the equipment that he's been in throughout his career, too. Like, he's never been in the top-tier equipment. He might have run some Penske races back in the early days, but when they had a car when he was with Penske. But, man, like, doing it in the equipment he's in is even more impressive. So, hard to argue against him. You know, obviously, between the two of us, we're leaving Kyle Larson out of this. We've left Kyle Busch out of the truck race the last two times, and despite being a heavy favorite, look how that's worked out. So could Kyle Larson come out and lap the entire field, lead every single lap? Would we be shocked? No, it's Kyle fucking Larson, the best driver in the entire world right now. But that 17 car still hasn't won. He's not been good here in the past. I don't know. I think that you just got to stay away from him at this low of a number and hope he doesn't beat you. And if he does, you say, well, it's Kyle fucking Larson, and you hope you cash some of the other bets.
Yep, tip your cap, and just hopefully you didn't throw all of your mortgage down on Kyle Larson. Or, you know, if you did, then that's good for you.
No, that's the Gibbs top three. That's the hedge to that. I think he's going to win. I'm taking him to win. But if Larson or Allmendinger do it, I think Gibbs is going to be right there. I can still cash that even money top three.
Indeed. All right, get out your pen and paper, and if you're watching on YouTube, time to focus on the graphic for our picks. We're going to set up our betting cards for you and go over it one more time so you have it all down on your nice little notebook that you keep all of your picks on for the NASCAR Gambling Podcast. Cody started you out with Austin Hill as a top five car at +310, tossed in the top Chevy at +800. Sorry, I know the graphic's wrong, but it is +800 for Hill as the top Chevy. I gave you Gibbs over Larson, so Ty Gibbs over Kyle Larson at +110. Cody gave you AJ Allmendinger over SVG at -140. And Gibbs over SVG as well as a bonus at -120. I gave you Chandler Smith over Jesse Love at +100. Cody gave you Riley Herbst as a top five car at 7-1. I gave you John Hunter Nemechek as a top five car at 6-1. Cody gave you Ty Gibbs as a top three car at +100. I gave you Sam Mayer as a top three car at +400. And then Cody bumped down Sam Mayer as a top five car at 2-1. And then I gave you the winning car number as even and under 16.5, even at +170, under 16.5 at +180. Cody loaded you up with Gibbs, Mayer, and Hill as his outrights. I said, give me Dinger or give me Death on this course as the winner. All right, Cody, we have wrapped it up, given all the picks we can give and then some. And all that's left now is to watch it all play out.
Let's do it. I'm excited. Glad for Xfinity to be back this week. Love having all three in action. King says, Cody, my guy. Of course, I picked his guy in Ty Gibbs. Dos Flacos with the cheers, boys. Cheers, Dos Flacos. Good luck, everyone, on your Xfinity bets this weekend. Back tomorrow with the Truck Series, Rod. We've got a Truck Series race here as well. I don't know if odds are out for that one, but
they're sprinkling in. There's some outrights.
Are they? They're sprinkling in. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited to dig into that one and check it out. Also, later on this evening, probably in an hour-ish or so, we're going to be back with an episode of the F1 Gambling Podcast talking about that. So Ross Chastain, by the way, the favorite in the Truck Series race. So
interesting.
We got some stuff to talk about there.
We sure do. All right. Well, then, as we send everybody on their way, Cody, let everyone know where they can find you on social media.
You can follow me over on the X at @HuskerZeeb. Ton of stuff out. I've been extremely busy this weekend. Ton of March Madness basketball stuff out. Articles for sportsgamblingpodcast.com. You can find them all over there. I've retweeted them or tweeted them all out over there. So check it out. And again, join us later for F1. If you're not an F1 fan, come bet on it. Have fun. Back tomorrow for trucks. DFS and Underdog to wrap up the weekend. Let's go road course racing.
Let's go road course racing. I'm on X at RJ Villagomez. Link in the bio. Everything I got going on, whether it's here, whether it's Sportsbook Review, or in between media, go check out the Back Road. Seth and Elliot and myself will be breaking down CODA for you tomorrow night or tonight, depending on when you listen to it. Again, I don't tell you how to do it. So, all right, come back later for F1. Come back tomorrow for trucks and then Friday for DFS. So until then, everybody, let's go racing and let it ride.